Finally famous.
You're already famous, Trick Daddy.
Yeah, why finally famous?
Finally famous. I ain't used no a lot of because a lot of these niggas in the game, they can't make it without feature artists. If you look at a lot of these dudes who come out, they running hip hop and this and that. All they songs is features.
Mm-hmm.
All the dudes that are claiming they're the top of the game and they the lyricists, they is more singing on their songs than anything.
This the shit that I live.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm finally famous because all the people I deal with on this album, I'm Betty Wright, as much like she like my godmama. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's on the album, and I don't think even with Miss Wright, I don't think she got her props. I don't think she got her due props. You know what I'm saying? For what she do, a lot of people don't know she's a vocal trainer. She prepare a lot of these people who y'all see on TV and on tour.
Mm-hmm.
She prepare them vocally. She, you know what I'm saying? She coached them. You know what I'm saying? She don't get props for that. And I got all producers that...
And shout out to all the cleanup women out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to the cleanup women. All of them. And all the producers are producers that are not dudes that have made one song and they was a humble brother. Then they made one song that topped 200 and now they charging 50, 100,000 for tracks. And I ain't got no feature artists on here with no sucker-ass managers that play the games. Like, you know, they play the games like, oh, well, no, they don't want her on the record right now because she got a project coming out like Fantasia, fuck-ass manager. He played them games with me. All for the last 6 months, I tried to get Fantasia on the Strong Woman song. Fantasia's a Trick fan, and Trick is a Fantasia fan. And a lot of artists go through a lot of stuff because the labels and the management play their game. Because if I don't pay Fantasia for doing a song, he don't get 20%. So he going to tell me all the reasons why she can't do it. So at the end of the day, I'm like, well, how much she want? And he couldn't tell me that, so I know he's bullshit.
Right.
Oh, I ain't got them kind of niggas on my album. I ain't had to deal with that.
Yeah, because I can't imagine somebody saying, no, I don't want to get on a Trick Daddy album. Well, maybe a couple people, but, you know.
I mean, somebody who feared that I'm going to bust their ass on the track. That's the only ones that would want me on there.
And you know what else is funny? Because I was thinking Finally Famous also has to do with, you have a lot of other things going on in your life that you haven't done previously as far as acting. You know, you have a movie, you have a graphic novel, you have your autobiography that is coming out also, so... It seems like you're really expanding.
I was gonna get into the modeling thing, man. Cause when I wear my boxer briefs in the mirror, I look like I got something going on.
You need to take a picture of that, Trick, and
Trick
send
Daddy,
it out.
I heard about that. You already know I heard about your boxer brief situation. Okay,
do you have a six pack?
Rave reviews.
You know, I finally got to the point where I can start making me some money now.
Come back.
I can start making me. It's very important that young artists, before they sign all these deals, you want to have money before you're famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a dude that became famous before I got money. And with a lot of, meaning that to say, I got all of a sudden cousins, homies, best friends. I got a lady who knew me when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked my mom about it. She said, yeah, that used to fuck with your daddy. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I understand all the stuff, but I don't want a lot of people in hip-hop, they get big at it. I see niggas on their first video with 10 chains on. I'm like, oh, my God.
In their first video.
In his first video and riding his lease Maybach.
Are you thinking about anybody in particular?
It's just a lot of these dudes, they have to learn how to crawl, man, so they don't get their knees and their elbows scuffed up.
That's right. You got to listen to Trick Daddy pay your homage. All right, 888-SHAY45, call us up. We're going to actually let you talk to Trick Daddy right now. His album is in stores. It came out yesterday. Finally Famous, Born a Thug, Still a Thug, right?
I'm bringing that thug shit back. Whoa, Born a Thug, Still a Thug. This the shit that I live. Still riding that same train. This the shit that I live.